I believe you can liberate dollars trapped in your healthcare spend and use them to recruit, retain employees, and grow your business.
All right, you industrial trailblazers out there, that's Allison DePauli. She is a best-selling author. She is a benefit strategist, and she is the founder of Allison DePauli's Professional Services. And you know what she's concerned about? The rising costs of healthcare and the impact that those costs have on companies and organizations. We're going to start diving deep into the solutions that companies can apply, but we don't have any time to waste. Let's get this show on the road.
Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, you industrial trailblazers out there, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. It is voting day. And if you're out there on YouTube, my channel, Industrial Talk Channel, I've got my United We Stand shirt on. I voted this morning. What a great thing that we get to do. We get to vote. Many countries don't have that wonderful freedom to do so. So anyway, enough with that. But go out there, vote. If you did, great, fantastic. So let's get this show on the road. Yeah, voted. It's busy. But it's all good. All fantastic. So nonetheless, we're all good. Okay, I got a couple of things that we want to make sure that we cover before we get going on the interview with Allison DePauli, the founder of DePauli, Allison DePauli Professional Services. But I was reading, and I don't have any food. If you're out there on YouTube right now, I'm in the process of training. I've got to consume a lot of water. I can't eat certain things because my son is training me for a competition, and I've got to stick to the regiment. But anyway, I was reading out there, and it was early morning reading, so I always try to point out some stuff that is, well, you know, sort of touches the heart. And if you have any, if you go out to industrialtalk.com and you go to the Industrial Dojo, I'm all about that leadership and sort of changing the thinking out there. And this one came up, and this one popped up, and it's quoted, "The cells that only benefit themselves are known as cancer." The cells that only benefit themselves are known as cancer. And cancer is what refuses to die to self, which is really pretty interesting because as leaders, as industrial leaders out there, let's just be candid here. You got to die to self. It's always about the other individual. It's always about benefiting the other and service and sacrifice for the other's success. So just remember that. That is, cancer is what refuses to die to self. Let's not be cancer out there, okay? Enough of that garbage. But anyway, we've got a couple of things that we want to get going and we want to highlight because we're constantly highlighting. So let's get going.
Tailgate talk number one.
Okay, as you know, I'm a leadership guy. I really like it. I like sales and marketing. I like filling that funnel because it's important that we do that and we provide solutions for companies to be able to achieve whatever success that they need to achieve. And I'm always interested in leadership. I'm always interested in sales and marketing. So once again, I've been talking a lot about this. This is in the Industrial Success Academy, and it's getting ready to launch, I want to say mid-November, which is right around the corner. And it'll be programs that are specific to the industrial professional and how you could be better at what you do. And I'm always into education and teaching and all that fun stuff. So anyway, keep a lookout for the Industrial Success Academy, and that'll be out on industrialtalk.com.
Number two.
Read. And let me just sort of go back here. I cannot point this one out enough. Writing for the Brand, The Power of Purposeful Leadership. This is Jim Witt, and it's a great read, and it really does drive home the point of establishing a purpose within your organization and how that purpose can transform where you are today and where you're at, where you're going to be tomorrow. So anyway, Writing for the Brand, and if you're out there, yeah, the video, YouTube, Writing for the Brand, The Power of Purposeful Leadership. That is by Jim Witt. That's W-H-I-T-T. So let's get on with the interview right now. This is Allison DePauli, the founder of Allison DePauli Professional Services. And what was interesting about this here in the industrial world, let's say, we've got a lot of health and that insurance is always just very dramatic and very dynamic. And me being in that industry as well, I've been on both sides of that equation. But what really struck me as very interesting about Allison was the fact that I think we just, as business owners, just realize, okay, I can't, it's too complex, too difficult. I can't drill down into my cost, my healthcare cost, but I know that it is the second or third leading line item in my financials, but I just, it's too complex. So what intrigued me about Allison was the fact that what she does, what her services provide, and what she's invested a lot of time, energy, and effort into her profession is to understand how business owners and professionals within the industrial space can reduce those costs and also achieve better services for employees, because here we are. We want to retain employees, and so that gets down to those elements that want to retain those employees, and that is, you know, let's say healthcare costs. So Allison's got a really unique approach and vision within those cost elements. So without further ado, this is Allison DePauli, and we're going to dive deep into how we can manage our costs, our healthcare costs, and solutions associated with that. All right, welcome back to the Industrial Talk Podcast. Thank you very much for joining. Once again, we've got another incredible interview. Her name is Allison DePauli. Now, you'd say, hey, that's P-O-L-L-Y, and it's not. It's not, trust me. It's P-A-O-L-I. That's DePauli. Sounds like Polly. But anyway, hey, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. How are you doing today, Pa?
Thanks, Scott. Pleasure to be here.
It is my honor, and I'm so glad that you are here. And I just want to make sure that you reach that we've got this documented there, Allison, that I was remiss on the schedule and I was an absolute failure, so that everybody who's listening, I am human. But she prevailed and she's absolutely wonderful. Okay, let's get this show on the road. Tell me something. Tell me that one thing that people don't know about you that sort of unique and makes Allison special.
Now is the time to liberate dollars trapped in your healthcare spend and stop using employee raises to pay for higher healthcare premium.
So what you're saying is that, hey, if I get my if I can find those saving dollars within my healthcare, I can shift it to some other things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to the 411. Let's go to the 411. Who is Allison? Where do you come from and why you're so spectacular?
Well, I'm a girl, so I'm fabulous.
And you got hair and you just flaunted in front of me because I have no hair.
Absolutely. So I come from a line of entrepreneurs. My whole family is entrepreneurial. We've owned several different kinds of businesses, including a benefits firm in the past. And we've always tried to take care of our people and do the right thing and serve our communities well and help our communities grow. And I see a need here for employers to get their healthcare spend under control. It's generally the second or third largest line item after payroll, and it's out of control.
Okay, so we're going to venture into that conversation just because I think that as an industrial professional and as an industrial company owner, you know, there's that is an important component to your financial statements, right? It just is.
Yep.
And you're going to have to have those benefits. Now, let's sort of, and you know, we've had this conversation, a benefit and all this conversation, the challenges is making it wow and exciting. So let's talk a little bit about the nuts and bolts about what you're talking about and why this is important for business owners and employees to know about this topic. So bring it.
Sure. So as a manufacturing business owner, you negotiate every unit of your supply chain, correct?
Yes. I'm going to answer for everybody listening. So when you ask an open-end question with a question mark on it, I'm going, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And you negotiate some of those components down to tenths of cents, right?
Yes.
Okay. So when you go to the hospital, you don't know what that bill is going to be until a month later. Do you conduct any other part of your business that way?
Unfortunately, I'd have to say yes, but it's not a real good practice.
No, it's not. Most businesses don't. They negotiate everything else. They understand what the inputs and the outputs are. And this is the only area where there is complete opacity. So
whoa. You don't just drop an opacity comment on there when without a background into what opacity means.
Well, you have no transparency into what any service or procedure is going to cost, right?
Thank you. Yes. You don't. You have no clue. None.
Well, you can get a clue.
Okay. No, and I'm just telling you, you know why this is not something that people like to sort of hang out and talk about around the, you know, the water cooler.
Well, of course, nobody's happy. Employers aren't happy. Employees aren't happy. Nobody's happy.
Why?
Because the cost is out of control and nobody, most people don't understand how it works.
Truth bomb. Nobody really understands. No, you understand. And then you're a unicorn because nobody understands. I'm telling you right now. And nobody wants to understand because then their ears start bleeding.
Yes, that is true.
Okay, help us understand.
Okay, so there are costs that go into healthcare, and there's a lot of different payers in there. And this is the only industry where there's about five layers between the person that renders the service and the entity that pays the service. You have a physician who may or may not work for a hospital or a large physician practice. You have a PPO network, probably. You have an insurance company. You have a broker, and then you have the ultimate payer, which is usually the employer. So there's a bunch of levels in there, right?
There is. And so, but is it, that exists. So you have your physician, your PPO. I thought PPO was an insurance, isn't it?
PPO is just a network. It's just a group of people.
Ah, there you go. And then you got your insurance.
Uh-huh.
And then you got to take care of that at some place. And then your employer.
And then your employer. So the employee is completely disconnected from what something actually costs. And the employer generally has no idea what it costs until the bill arrives. So you wouldn't go to the grocery store and not know what your groceries cost. You wouldn't even have a cable bill if you didn't know what it cost. This is the only thing where this happens. So the idea is that you move into a funding mechanism where you know what the costs are. You can control the cost, you can control the quality, which for me is the most important piece because ironically, the highest quality service is usually not the most expensive. And you get some predictability and control. And why this is important is that all of your employees are not equal users of the plan. Healthcare is exponential. You probably have less than 10% of your employees that are driving 80 to 90% of your cost. So manage that 10% to death and get everybody else something usable.
Okay, here we go. First off, what is the financial impact that is hitting me today because I'm not managing that? Tell me what.
Okay, so most employers, particularly if they're under a couple of hundred lives, use a fully insured plan. So we call those the BUCAs, Blue Cross, United, Cigna, Aetna, Humana, depending on what market you are. And there are some regional players as well. And when the Affordable Care Act was passed, there was a component of that that should have served us very well and has turned out to be quite detrimental. And that's called the medical loss ratio. So what the Affordable Care Act said is that 85 or 80, depending on your size, percent of your premium has to go to pay claims. The other 20%.
Slow down. I'm taking notes because this is important for me and it should be important for you, the listener. So take
notes. Yep, it take absolutely notes. Should.
So you got this medical loss
ratio.
Ratio, and then go. Yep. Go ahead.
Okay. So what that means is that 80 cents out of every dollar needs to go to fund claims. The remaining 20 cents can go to admin and any other related cost. So the only way that insurance companies can grow is by growing the admin expense. And they've grown quite nicely over the last years. So if you want to get control of that, you need to take control over your plan. And you do that by moving in a, on a journey from fully insured to self-funded.
Okay. So, okay. So here we are. I'm spending way too much today.
Mm-hmm.
I have no insight or clarity into my medical spend, right? That's what you're saying.
That's
because
what I'm saying.
I'm pretty confident that many fall into that category. Is that,
Most fall into that category.
That's a pretty sound statement, right?
Yes,
and you're
Scott.
Saying I'm going to try to you're going to shift me to a self-funded solution because then I get greater clarity into my cost?
Yes, and lots of people are afraid of that, but it is actually, it's less risky than it sounds, and it's less risky than putting your entire budget into the hands of somebody else.
Okay, so how do I, let's say, all I hear is like, if I self-fund, that's a lot of doggone money, right?
It's a, sure.
That I got to put up.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's some fixed costs, you know, there's some reinsurance so that you're not on the boat, you're not on the hook for some very large claims. So you are protected. There are some administrative fees you need to, there's some hard costs in terms of having your plan administered, but those are, you should be using fiduciary providers that work in your interest so you know what the costs are. And then you set the rules on how your claims get paid. So you decide what the network is, you decide what cost containment tools you're going to use, you decide how many claims are reviewed before they're paid. Now, a physician visit is a physician visit, but a diabetes diagnosis might need a second look, a cancer diagnosis might need a second look, a stroke definitely needs a second look to make sure that the employee is getting the care that they need at the appropriate cost. Then you're
I got to push back here real quick. I hear where you're going. Okay. So let's say I've got diabetes, which I do not because I've been working out and eating right. But let's say I do. And you're saying I need to have a second look, right?
Yep.
I should. But I go to the doctor. Am I out of pocket? Me as an employee with diabetes for my first visit?
Depends on the plan. Depends on the plan. I would argue that you should have a plan that covers those preventive visits are covered at 100%. But I would argue that physician visits should be inexpensive and people should be going regularly to keep to identify issues before they become large.
So you're saying, okay, first off, I'm not out of pocket because my plan reflects the fact that you want to treat me well because I'm a good guy.
Yep.
That's one thing.
Absolutely.
And then I go on to the next one my plan paid for the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the follow up and I got diabetes. Your plan will the plan should pay for that one too as well.
Absolutely.
Got it. Because one of the things that we were talking about is one of the challenges that industrial companies have is retaining employees, and one of the biggest, and I mean biggest, frustration is health. Yeah, you know, insurance and solutions.
Yep.
If I had a nickel every time somebody called me.
Effectively, you know, a significant part of the population is effectively uninsured. You know, 80% of the population has less than $1,000 to cover an unexpected medical expense. And a significant number of employers offer plans with deductibles of $1,500 or $2,500.
Easily.
So that's pretty simple math. People can't afford it. They don't get treated when it's small, and then they spike your plan.
Hold, you said spike?
I said spike your plan.
See, you can't throw the jargon out without having some detail behind spike. All I went to is like, hey, football. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like football. So do you want your diabetic employee to be well managed and healthy and productive? Meaning they go to get their routine care, they get their eyes checked, they get their teeth cleaned, they take their medication on a regular basis because they can afford the copayment and they know where to get it. Or do you want to have a high deductible health plan where they don't take their medication, they don't get their eyes checked, they don't get their teeth cleaned, they probably don't take their medication because they can't afford it, they can't afford to go to the doctor, and then they end up in the emergency room with a diabetic ulcer on their foot or some other issue that costs you $30,000 or $40,000.
Very interesting. Here's Realville, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first option, that you mentioned sounds expensive for me as an employee, employer, right? And we're going to talk about this on the other side of the break, but I just want to point this out. What is the issue? Here's the deal. Hey, let's take a break because I got too many questions to ask and I'm having a vapor lock in my head because there's just too much going on and I'm trying. It's just amazing. Hey, you Industrial Talk listeners. We're talking with Allison DePauli. That's P-A-O-L-I. And we're talking a little bit about health insurance. We're talking about how you as a company or an employee can improve that. So please stand by and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, the Industrial Talk Podcast has a new sponsor by the name of ASG Energy. Now, this company helps private companies as well as public organizations of all sizes reduce energy costs through the use of commercial LED lighting technology and electrical services. Now, you know me. I'm a big fan of LED just because, well, first off, I don't have to change the lights, but on a commercial basis, oh my gosh, the energy savings is phenomenal. The reduction in maintenance costs, phenomenal. Return on investment, quick. It's incredible. And the environmental benefits, self-explanatory. So you have any questions about LED commercial lighting? You need to check out my friends at ASG Energy, LLC.com. Find out more because they know what they're doing. So check them out. Welcome back to the Industrial Talk Podcast. Once again, we're talking healthcare. We're talking insurance. We're talking ways of being able to positively listen businesses, positively impact your bottom line financially, as well as you as an employee get better health care without the headaches. And I'm all there. We're talking to Allison DePauli, and I think she knows what she's talking about. And in the break, we were talking a little bit about Realville and all that good stuff. And I really had a vapor lock in my brain here just because I didn't know how to really formulate that question. But as a business owner, I know which ways that I would go, and I didn't really want to say it, but nonetheless, I need to understand, Allison, why this approach is a better way for me to eliminate my or reduce my costs, reduce my headaches, reduce my pain as a business owner and as an employee. So when you come into my business, you do what? What are the steps?
Great question, Scott. So
that's why I get paid the big bucks.
So I put people through a 5-step process. We call it the Benefits Advantage Roadmap, but it is just a map of how to get from where you are today into a state of control and predictability. The steps are pretty simple, but like many things, they're simple and they take a little time. So the first is understand your cost drivers. So the first one is compensation. Are you aware of who's getting paid when and how much? Do you know that you have a right to that? And when was the last time you checked? And do you understand what you're looking at?
Let's talk a little bit about understanding cost drivers. So you, Allison, would come into the company and say, okay, let's give me the financials. We're going to talk about those cost drivers. And we're going to have a meaningful conversation, mano a mano and all that, whatever. And we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about cost drivers.
We are going to talk about cost drivers. First is compensation. What are you paying your broker? Are you aware of every source of compensation that your broker is getting paid from? Fiduciary responsibility. Do your service providers have fiduciary responsibility to you as the employer? We've reviewed contracts where one provider has fiduciary responsibility to the other, and this can be a huge profit leak in your plan.
Give me an example. Give me an example. Sure. Like use me as a company, which I am. And so I'm going down and saying, okay, compensation. This is what I'm paying my broker.
Yep. $10. Are you aware of the base commission, the override, the renewal bonus, the block retention bonus, the production bonus, the awards trip, the advisory council.
And that's all compensation?
Sure.
I'm paying too much. Continue.
Okay, let's look at fiduciary responsibility. What is happening with spread pricing in your pharmacy spend? Do you know where the discounts and the rebates are going? Are you getting the best net cost, or is that are those items going to another party?
And you sit down with the owner, you sit down with the company, and you're saying, hey, here it is. I'll make it as simple as I possibly can. You do that.
Absolutely. We point out what the problems are in the contracts.
As I sit there, I'm feeling warm and fuzzy because Allison is controlling the whole conversation. I might not feel warm and fuzzy with the outcome, but at least I feel like I'm progressing in a way that says, oh, okay, I'm getting a handle on it.
Yes. Okay. So the third place you look is quality and price. So are your employees or your plan users going to the highest quality place? Because the highest quality provider is normally in the middle of the expense range or on the lower side.
Define quality. What is quality for me?
Sure. Well, a quality outcome. Was your service performed as it should have been? Did you get correct results? And do you have no complications? So let me give you an example. My father needed a stent placement a few years ago, and his choice was Hospital A or Hospital B. Hospital A did about 100 a week. Hospital B did 1,000 a week. They understood where all the points of pain could be. They had a process for doing this effectively and very, very, very well, and their outcomes were much higher than the hospital that did it 100 times a week.
Okay. Yeah, but that's a lot of, you know, that's real trench warfare when you get right down to it, man. You're in
Correct.
The trenches, baby. And that's still number one. We've got four more to go.
Well, yeah, we do, but they're pretty quick.
Oh, okay.
So number two, uncover the savings. What tools are you using
to
control your plan?
You paint a picture in the first one, understanding the cost drivers. You paint the picture saying, here they are. There you go. That's the reality. And that should all add up to how much I'm paying.
Correct.
Gotcha. Number two.
Okay. Number two, uncover the hidden savings. So what tools are you using to control your spend? There's a lot of tools, right? There's a whole list of tools. Some work for some employers and some work for some time, and then you migrate onto other tools. And they can help you control your pharmacy spend. I know that's a hot button topic. There's a lot of opacity in how prescriptions are paid for and who's paying for them. So get a handle on that. Are you using bundled pricing? Are you using futures contracting for surgeries? Do you use direct primary care? Do you use medical and pharmacy tourism? Do you have a transparent pharmacy benefits manager? Do you use care management? A whole host of tools.
What size company are you focusing on?
So, great question. I focus on employers that have between 100 and 1,000 lives, but you can do this for smaller companies as well.
And
they can reap the savings too. And those are the employers that struggle the most.
And what constitutes smaller?
You can do this all the way down to about 25 lives. So 25 employees. And here's something I think is really important to say. The heavy lifting here is not done by the employer. It's done by the people that provide your services.
Okay. So here we are. We're now using tools to uncover hidden savings.
Yep.
So we've got this picture. Number one is understanding the cost, and then two, uncover hidden savings, the tools that are out there. So now you got got the bad picture of the financials. Then you come in and you apply these tools, and those tools are going to say, yeah, cut here, do this, group this.
Yep.
But they're going to be driven and shepherded by you.
Correct.
Because you're not going to get a business owner doing that.
Of course not. They have much better things to do. They have businesses to grow, right?
Yep.
And products to make.
Yep.
I mean, you know.
Okay, so here we go. So we're at two. We've identified
some. Now we're moving to three.
Good.
So we're going to design your roadmap, because this is not a click your fingers or click your heels three times and you're done. So we're going to make a plan for you to get from your current state into a state of control and predictability.
Okay. After I look at my cost drivers, after I look at, hey, apply these tools, boom, 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 how long typically does it take for me to be in this nasty financial situation with my healthcare to controlling it? How long, this roadmap, how long was it would it take? Time-wise?
We take a couple weeks to get the roadmap together. And then depending on where you are, like all good insurance plans, it depends. It depends where you are now and how quickly you're willing to move. You know, that'll depend on what kind of changes you want to put in your plan. I would say that over the course of a year, you could pull 20 or 30% out of your spend without disturbing your employees.
Wow, 20 to 30% savings out of the spend in a year without getting those calls in the middle of the night.
Right, without a lot of friction.
Okay. Okay. So we're looking at a year, if implemented. Now, do you come back and say, okay, we've got this roadmap. Do you hand it over to them and then let them sort of just go through that roadmap? Or do you also hold their hand and then bring them on through?
We hold their hand and we bring them on through.
That's what I like to hear.
Steps four and five. We roll it out. Does have to be explained to your employees. And I think that employers forget sometimes that employees have budgets too. And if you teach them how to use your plan, they will be the first line of cost control that you have, because they don't want to spend any more than they have to either.
Oh, and what's fascinating about that comment is that they are significantly honed into their cost structure. If you change anything, I mean, it's a buck, they'll find it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. So let's teach them how to find it. And let's teach people how to comparatively shop in a simple, easy way, because it's possible. Mm-hmm. So that's step four. And step five, like all good projects, refine and optimize, refine and optimize, refine and optimize.
Okay, but that's where you come in too.
Absolutely.
Because there's always
a year over year process.
Yeah, there's always a company, there's always churn within a company, right?
Absolutely.
Things just don't stay the same. So if you want to, you know, refine and optimize, that has to be controlled by an external entity, from what I would imagine. Internally, there's just too much churn. Too much.
Correct.
Movement.
And too many things to do, right? So, you know, CFOs need to run their businesses and drive profitability, and HR leaders need to make sure that employees are engaged and satisfied.
Okay, I got to summarize this real quick, and then we're going to venture into some other areas. Understand cost drivers, right? Yeah, we went through a litany of that, okay? You're coming in, five-step process, boom. We're going to first off look at all the nuts and bolts and understand the cost drivers. Two, uncover hidden savings with specific tools. Hey, here, there, do this, do that. This is great. We can do that.
Yep.
Create that roadmap, right? Create that roadmap that says, okay, we got it, man. So this is what you need to do. And then roll it out, because you're not going to sit there and catch those employees off guard, nor you're not going to say, okay, here we go. And then refine and optimize and have that in place year after year. And what's amazing about the refine and optimize, things change from a regulatory point of view, laws, whatever might be. And you're looking at 20 to 30% reduction or savings off of your healthcare spend. Is that pretty documented? I mean, it's like
that's
sort of typical. But then after that first year, you're not going to be saving 20 to 30%.
After the first year, you can typically keep it flat. So you're not having an 8 or a 10% spike. So you may have one or two, you may drop a little bit, maybe you're negative one or two. But once you've got your tools in place, you can keep that pretty flat.
Yeah, because because right now you're just sort of holding that tiger by the tail. from a cost point of view. Every year, you don't know what's going on.
Whoa. You have no idea what's going on and no way to know what's going on. So once you do, you can control it.
So
like
when you,
every other part of your business.
So when you achieve that 20 to 30, whatever that target might be, mm-hmm. you want to reduce volatility in that spend. That's what you want.
Volatility reduction is probably the most important part. And how you do that is control and making sure that people have access to quality care appropriately.
Got it. Okay, we've got 5 steps. We're going to be taking a break right now. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. You know, we're talking Allison DePauli. She's fantastic. She's got your back all covered with the 5-step process on how you can reduce those costs. We're going to get on the other side, and we're going to talk a little bit about how you can contact her. So thank you very much, and we will be right back. Hey, once again, this is Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk. If you like what you're listening to, please feel free to sign up for the free podcast as well as the blogs. I'll try to keep it all relevant to your business and hopefully be able to provide some insight into what we do at Industrial Talk and what you do as a professional. Hope to see you soon. Thank you. All right. Welcome back to the Industrial Talk podcast. My name is Scott McKenzie. Thank you very much once again for joining. We've got Allison DePauli. She's talking, health insurance and all the good stuff that's necessary for businesses. So I would highly recommend that you take notes. We've covered a lot of ground, a lot of good tangible content on how you can impact your bottom line, save money 20 to 30%. It's all good. But you know what's also, and as I look back here, once again, I've already given her a hard time. And you can see all my books. Apparently she has a book too, but I don't see it back here. But let's talk a little bit about your book so that we can wrap this segment up, because this is the final segment and we got to wrap it up with a bang. So you got a book called Breaking Through the Status Quo.
I do. And we'll see what we can do about getting you a copy of that.
Yeah, I like it. And it'll be right here for all to see in the video, which is out on YouTube, by the way. Okay. Talk to us a little bit about that Breaking Through book.
So the book is a collaborative effort with a group that I belong to, all Next Gen Benefits Advisors. And our goal is to fix this problem one employer at a time. So the book is all of our perspectives about how to get control of your spend for all different kinds of sizes of employers and all different types of industries.
And it covers what we just went over the past couple of segments, right?
Yes.
So there's real nuts and bolts in that book.
There are nuts and bolts things to do in that book.
In that book, can they contact you?
Absolutely. You can reach me at allisondepauli.com/industrial talk.
Oh, there you go. We got a landing page.
You got a landing page.
You got a landing page. And I didn't even make that landing page, but there it is. So yep. Here it is. It's out on Amazon. It's a bestseller out on Amazon, right?
Yep.
And that's, once again, Breaking Through the Status Quo. If you want to have some detailed, is it a decent read?
It's not a bad read.
There you go, man. See, that's you're living your passion. That's exactly
yep.
right. That's good stuff. And it includes people that are all in the profession. So you've got a collection of the best thinkers that are tackling this particular issue.
The best and brightest.
So I'm going to wrap this up real quick. If I did my thing with you and I'm saving 20 to 30%, and then you say I'm shooting for that self-funded, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I shooting for self-funded?
You are shooting for self-funded. That is the only way that you get predictability and control.
Really? And that's part of that roadmap?
That's part of that roadmap.
Okay, guys. All right, you industrial businesses out there, you got to contact her. You got to contact Allison DePauli. You're on LinkedIn too, right?
I am on LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter.
Are you
Twitter's
active?
AC DePauli.
Are you active on LinkedIn?
I am active on LinkedIn.
Now you got Facebook, right?
Yep.
But that's personal, or is it business?
Nope, that's business.
Business, and it's under?
Allison DePauli.
See? And then just once again, it's Allison, that's one, DePauli, do not spell it, Polly. That's a do not. So that's Allison DePauli. And I got to admit, I Now that I'm really sort of bummed out about the fact that I'm spending way too much money and I don't even know where to go, but I do know where to go now that I'm going to contact you.
Great. Looking forward to it.
Thank you very much. You have a wonderful day. And thank you. Thank you, Allison, for just bearing with me as I get my act together after being a little under the weather yesterday. So nonetheless, well, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. I had a great time.
Excellent job. And I'll be on the other side. So do not, you listeners out there, we're going to wrap this show up and put a little bow on it. So stay tuned to the Industrial Talk Podcast. I will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, you industrial trailblazers out there. That was Allison DePauli. Thank you very much, Allison, for being out there. And I got to tell you, she knows her stuff. She's got your back. I know that I've been down the road of trying to figure out those costs, and all I got was a ear that started bleeding because it was so complicated. But she knows what she's doing, so contact her. She's very active out on LinkedIn, as well as I am. So I'd like to know a little bit about what you're thinking. I'd like to meet you. I'm very happy with LinkedIn and all the other social platforms that are out there, like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. And go to my website at industrialtalk.com. Reach out. I'd like to get to know you. That's the best part of what we do here at Industrial Talk Podcast, is the ability to be able to meet you and to be able to hear your story. And remember, just remember, don't be a cancer out there. Be leaders. Die to self, because it's always about the other individual, right? Their success. And that's just the role you take as a leader. So remember, die to self. Do not be a cancer out there. And thank you once again. We will be back next week with another great interview. And once again, go reach out to me. I would love to be able to talk to you. Industrialtalk.com. Fill out that thing. Talk to me. And let's reach out. So have a wonderful weekend. Always be safe.